Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Here is an email from,
we just read it on Thinking LSAT. He wrote separately to LSAT Demon Daily.
Okay.
I know that we have listeners who don't listen to both shows, so I figured that it was worth putting it onto both shows. Do you agree?
Okay, sure.
It's a very important PSA, especially for first-generation immigrant applicants who are trying not to pay for law school.
Yep.
Hi, guys. I want to thank everyone involved in developing the Thinking LSAT podcast and LSAT Demon website. As a first-generation immigrant, I never thought I had a shot at defeating the LSAT and getting a good enough score to attend law school for free. However, after 6 months of studying with the Demon, I was able to get from 142 diagnostic to 169 official. That's a 27-point improvement in 6 months. I mean, I remember Vlad in class. He was there a lot. He asked a lot of questions. He struggled a lot. And he eventually succeeded to the tune of a 27-point improvement.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I took Which your advice. Funny. Go ahead.
Sorry, because he also then applied to 27 schools. So is that the rule? You apply to the number of schools you improve your LSAT score by?
the rule is you apply early and you apply broadly. Yeah. Broadly means at least 10 schools. I don't care. Even if you're geographically limited, you should still just apply. Even if you have to apply to schools outside the area,
know
you
should apply
to at least 10 schools. Exactly. So that you can see what you're worth in the marketplace. But if you have geographical flexibility, which Vladimir clearly does, then you should broaden it even more. And it's not unheard of to apply to 20 or 30 schools. So Vladimir ended up with 27 schools. He applied early. So that is September for the following September. While I got waitlisted at all top 14 schools, I did get a full ride from one of my top choices, UNC Law. I also got a full ride at ASU, George Washington, UIUC, and Colorado Law. So that's five full ride scholarship offers for Vladimir. Again, he started with a 142. He is an immigrant to the United States. He worked his ass off for 6 months. He improved by 27 points. He applied early. He applied broadly. He has five full ride scholarship offers. He says, I never thought I could accomplish such a feat. Now I can use my GI Bill at UNC, because I'm a U.S. Army vet, and receive a $30,000 stipend to cover my living expenses. Dreams do come true if you work your ass off to make it happen! Exclamation point. Sincerely, Vladimir. I don't know what to say other than good job, you know.
True.
Well, it's an honor, right, to work with people like that.
Yeah.
You know, he has the work ethic. He has demonstrated the work ethic that it's going to take to be successful in law school and as a lawyer. He came to us looking for help. He was earnest. He listened. He took expert advice. He followed our advice, not just on the LSAT, but also in law school admissions. And he's going to law school for free. As a first generation immigrant to the United States, he's going to law school for free and saving himself just ridiculous sums of money. I mean, he would have graduated with $150,000 of debt if he wouldn't have followed the advice. And it's like, it's just so tragic when people don't listen, and he did, and that's awesome. And so anyway, it's an honor to work with you, Vladimir. I hope you'll keep us posted with your, law school experience and, connect to us on LinkedIn if you haven't already, so we can follow your career. But we'd love to hear reports back from law school and beyond.
Yeah. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.